On Tuesday, former Congressman Robert Pittenger weighed in on the new special election for the 9th Congressional District. He endorsed Charlotte Republican Matthew Ridenour while blasting State Senator Dan Bishop, who was also running. He alleged that Bishop was involved with the Mark Harris campaign and knew about Bladen County political operative McCray Dallas's absentee mail ballot fraud. That set off an extraordinary back and forth between two of Charlotte's most prominent Republicans. It ended with Pittenger saying his statements about Bishop were false. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
Robert Pittenger's email to supporters started on an upbeat note, saying he's endorsing Matthew Ridenour in the 9th District special election. Then the email got intense. Pittenger took aim at Charlotte Republican Dan Bishop, a state senator who's also running in the 9th District. He wrote that Bishop was, quote, a primary advisor to the Mark Harris campaign and integrally involved as a speaker and with campaign strategy and execution. Pittenger continued, writing that Bishop, quote, clearly had knowledge of McCray Dallas's fraudulent activities. Bishop responded on Twitter, writing that Pittenger, quote, defamed me today. He will retract his false statements or be sued. In a letter Bishop sent to Pittenger, he wrote that, quote, I understand your bitterness over losing your seat in Congress, but then added, you cannot publish lies about me. Bishop was, in fact, an early supporter of Harris, giving him $1,000 in 2017 and supporting him over Pittenger. But Jason Williams, Harris's former campaign manager, said Bishop wasn't involved in the race.
We were fortunate to have the endorsement of Senator Bishop in our campaign, just as we were fortunate to have the endorsement of Congressman Robert Pittenger in the campaign. But Senator Bishop was certainly not involved in any type of advisory capacity or any type of strategic level or anything like that.
And in last month's North Carolina Board of Elections hearing into absentee mail ballot fraud, Bishop's name was never mentioned, as investigators questioned Mark Harris and one of his political consultants for hours about how they came to hire Dallas. Bishop's letter to Pittenger gave the former congressman 30 minutes to retract his earlier statements. After that, Pittenger sent an email to Bishop and members of the media. It read simply, the statements regarding Dan Bishop were false. In May 2018, Harris defeated Pittenger by 828 votes. Harris won the absentee mail vote in Bladen County with 437 votes to Pittenger's 17. Dallas worked for Harris in that race. Ridenour said he would not comment on any part of the email, except that he was glad to have Pittenger's support. He said he didn't review the email before it was sent. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.